This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureEffect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureEffect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Coast. I'm Tuscan.
Welcome back, everybody. Hour number three on Friday night. Hey, I hope you get some rest and vacation time. I mean, that was a long, lengthy interview, I know. And, wow, I mean, there were a lot of different opinions, of course, that came out of in that. One of the things I do like about Barry Shamish's approach is that, you know, he's going to tell you the good, the bad, and the ugly. I mean, you hear a lot about the Labor Party and what they did and what they're doing today and the situation over there. You still got a lot of regular people living in the region. All kinds of regular people, you know, people who would like to go on with their lives, you know. And in spite of the train wreck that the New World Order people seem to want to keep trying to create in that region, and they are creating it. They're creating all this friction. And the people who are doing it are basically elitists and monsters, in my opinion. I think that's what we try to get at, the entire scope of things, particularly Shimon Peres and some of his connections down through the ages. The man has a lifetime of criminal activity, if you ask me, and that was one of the things we tried to get out. Anyhow, we're going to open up the phone lines, let you guys voice out a little while and see what you have to say. And, you know, opinions, of course, are all considered. I like to think that most people should have facts and something to back it up with, and, of course, that's the best thing to do if you can present something in evidence of your point of view, and that's the idea here at the show. 800-313-9443, and I think Robert is in Missouri. Let's try to get to Robert. He's been holding. Robert, I think you asked a question. You want to ask a question as to whether the Sabbateans were involved in Islamic Wahhabism, I guess it is, and Sunniism, people like the Saudis. I'm not sure if it was your question that I'm thinking of that you mentioned yesterday. Was that something I missed?
He didn't really, you guys really didn't even cover the conversion of Sabbatai Zvi into Islam, and then what happened to Islamic, you know, like some sort of a covert agenda with his conversion. You know, that would have been cool to have him, expand on that, but,
You know, I did ask him earlier today off air. He didn't seem to believe that there was any conversion of Sabbateans into Islam, but I don't rule it out due to the fact that I think the Saudis and some of the royal families in that region, and particularly the Jordanians as well, may in fact be involved in something either similar or in conjunction with the same people. That would be my opinion. But do you have any information about that where we could actually see that connection?
Well, there's just numerous books that I've read, and there's plenty of stuff out there, you know, documentary-wise, by some Arab scholars, actually, that get into that. You know, you could just look, you could start doing, you know, looking through Sabbatean, you know, and searches and things of that nature, documentaries. You know, one thing with Barry, I listened to most of the interview. I got in about 30 minutes after you started. And, you know, he steers clear of the fact, him being a Jewish guy, and he's a pretty religious guy. I've seen him wearing his phylacteries and the rest of this stuff. You know, all of us out here that have researched into, the Talmud, Kabbalah, and Jewish supremacist thought, are not all rednecks, and, you know, there's so many quotes from secular Jewish leaders, such as Begin, claiming the Jews are the master race, and they're divine gods on the planet, and the only reason that Gentiles exist is to serve them. The late Rabbi Ovadia Yosef, the chief Sephardic rabbi who just died this year, and there were thousands and thousands of people on the streets of Israel, mourning his death. He made similar comments that the only reason that us Gentiles exist is to serve the Jewish people as they're basically their animals and this sort of thing. And so, you know, guys like Barry, they don't really get into that Jewish religious thought that has nothing to do with Zionism, some ultra Orthodox Haredi over there. They're against Zionism, but you better believe that they believe that they're the only human beings on the planet, and the rest of us goyim cattle, we're just animals to be used and abused just for their pleasure. And I'm not anti-Jewish as far as Jewish people, but I am anti-Jewish ideology when they subscribe to the ideas of the Talmud, such as the Simeon ben Yohai, the great rabbi that's mentioned in the Talmud numerous places, who said the best of the Gentiles should be killed. And they have a big ceremony every year at this guy's gravesite in Israel. And the late Baruch Goldstein, who was a doctor who went into a mosque, shot the whole place up just a few years ago, killed 30-something folks while they were praying. And they have a major ceremony. He's now damn near a saint in Israel. And so, you know, guys like Barry, they don't want to talk about that side of the house with the Jewish people, this tribe mentality that we are divine on the planet, we are collectively God, and the rest of humanity is nothing. We're just animals. And so we're not all rednecks that study this stuff. And I know you and Barry both mentioned that somehow if you're critical of the Israelis or Jewish thought or ideology, that somehow you're a redneck. And that's totally that was a low blow, especially for a host on RBN. I don't think that you needed to go there, but I guess, you know, you got caught up in the moment or what have you. But, you know,
well,
let me
just say a couple things on my behalf and on Barry's, and not that I dispute you, because, you know, you're absolutely right about a lot of that tribal ideology. I agree with you. You know, I think the situation pertains to a lot of people individually. I don't know how many people adhere to the Talmud. There's a lot of Orthodox that don't. And I know also, in the case of Barry Shamash, he's been somewhat expatriated from Israel. Like, there's been attempts on his life for talking about things that he's, you know, like, and his friend Joel that he mentioned tonight. I'm not sure where his ideology is there. I can't answer for him there. And so it's very difficult for me to answer or to try to defend him, because maybe he would have his own statements about that. And I'm not discounting what you say either. What I am saying, though, is what I'm talking about here is that when you actually hear a lot of what's going on, there's so much stereotypical ideology that people have that doesn't have anything relative to facts. And I think what you're pointing out, when you brought out some very good facts about various people who have made these statements, who are honored and as the kind of ideologues that Israelis or many Israelis look up to. But then again, you've got a lot of people who don't look at that situation the same way. So I really don't know how Barry feels about it, but those are good points.
Yeah, well, here, look at this. I talked to you last time. I mean, I've talked to a couple hosts in the last few days about this. I like Jewish guys like Gilad Atzmon, Roy Tov, Israel Shahak, Benjamin Friedman, Norman Finkelstein. I mean, these guys have went off the plantation. They basically blow the whistle on the elitist supremacist mindset gangs that are make up factions within the what you would call the collective of the Jewish people. A lot of them are secular. They haven't even read a word in the Talmud. But if you're talking about the Haredi, the ultra-Orthodox here, like up in Crown Heights in Brooklyn, they barely even touch the Bible. They're into the Talmud. There's one sect within Judaism. They're called the Karaites. They reject the Talmud, and they embrace the Torah only, and the Tanakh, the first five books of the Old Testament, and the rest of the
got,
Old
got
Testament.
Got a break coming up here, man. Okay, thanks. Yeah, appreciate those comments. Be back with more calls after the break.
Show. Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Doctors don't want you to know about iodine because it allows the body to heal itself quickly and permanently. Iodine Now is a complete powder formulation that will load iodine into the body with vitamin C for the best possible absorption. Iodine Now, available by the case. And for protection from radiation, fluoride, chlorine, and bromine, including all heavy metals. We believe that this is the main element that humans need more than any other at this time. This formulation is infused with our bioactive aerobic rare earth nutrient powder that has a powerful negative charge that attracts positive toxins. Why not buy one product that does the job of 20 and saves you space, time, and money? Has a storage life of 100 years. All for about $18 a month. Call 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Call 888-910-4367. 910-4367. Bringing back the universal medicine for mankind. Iodine Now. Only at MUSA.org.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all, by mail, anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
Welcome back, friends. Of course, great comments there, you know, in the last caller, because I agree with a lot of what he has to say. I mean, those are the things we didn't deal with. There are ideologies that have grown ethnocentric and ingrained in people over a period of time, and there's no question about the fact that, you know, there is somewhat of a superior chosen race attitude that a lot of Jews have, and that has to be addressed. And I like the fact that he brought up specific instances of various people who have had and held to those beliefs and how they're often, placed upon, what is tantamount to sainthood among a lot of Jews. I don't know how Barry feels about all that, because I think what's happened with him is he's been expatriated from a whole situation. You know, he looks at it now as, you know, damn Israel is what he said, you know, but he's still got people there. He's got family, he's got friends. What about the people? You know what I mean? There's also questions about, and as I brought up too, I don't want to see a war there because I don't want to see people get hurt. And I don't care whether they're Palestinians or Jews or who, because if things get out of control, and they're looking like they're going to, they're already out of control, there could be a lot of disaster that would take place here. And the people engineering this train wreck, the same people, that's why we try to do a show like this, to show you who the people are who are engineering these things. And not to try to get too much into the ethnic arguments that are out there. So it's good to have comments like that. Let's go to John, our good friend John. And I know he's been holding for a long time. We'll get to the other callers, too. John, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay. All right, buddy. Yeah, go ahead and take over for a little bit.
After Barry's views, I'm even more confused than I ever was. I mean, I am an atheist. Okay, I'm an atheist. I'll admit it up front. Okay? And I find the complete lack of humanity in all these things that he's describing. The lack of humanity in the Vatican, the lack of humanity in Judaism and Christianity is just mind-boggling. You know, we read books from Shlomo Sand, Douglas Reed, Gilad Atzmon, to try and get a handle on, you know, the ethics, the morals, and the viewpoints of these various religions. I mean, for me, this guy Barry was pushing, well, it was a promotion of his book. That's all it was. It was really, you know, and he was pushing conspiracy theories to promote his book, because I don't see the evidence.
Well, let's talk about one instance, for example. It's kind of tough a little bit for him because he has had some struggles. There have been some things that have happened to him over the years, and right now he's in a lot of stress because he's, you know, things going on in his move and his health situation. His whole expose on Yitzhak Rabin was pretty lock, stock, and barrel, and I was going to try to direct him into discussing this, but he had the actual documents there on the hospital examination and autopsy, if you will. Documents that fell into the hands of a fellow by the name of Bibi Netanyahu, who managed to blackmail the Labor Party and get himself elected at a critical point right there. These were things, there are things that, about this story that aren't just, as we've said, conspiracy theories. There are bits and pieces. And of course, when he talked about Perez and he talked about what was going on, it's been an ongoing progression. It's like a mystery novel where you start to get the hint of who the bad guy is. And as you read on and on, you see it more and more. I mean, I'm not trying to defend him, but I'm saying that, you know, if you look at the long list of things that he's put together there, he's got a lot of documentation and research behind
it. Yeah, I tend to agree. But however, if you look at the history of Israel's prime ministers, basically, they were terrorists.
Isn't that kind of what Barry said for about 2 hours? So, I mean, see, what I don't understand is when he explains all this stuff, why people don't get it. I don't understand that. Maybe I'm missing something. What am I missing here?
Well, I mean, he's complaining that these people are victims again, and yet they're the only victims with nuclear weapons who threaten to destroy every capital in Europe. He didn't cover that, did he?
You know, I talked about that quite a bit. We talked about the issues of whether Israel actually has the kind of force to wage any kind of real war and what the stakes would be. He doesn't think it's going to work out very well for him in the long run because they're really not, you know, even with their, you know, their missile shield and all these other things that they have, mutual assured destruction is about the best they could offer if they have that available. We presume they do. I'm sure they do. But the question is, I think, you know, when he talked about the people who created the state and how it happened, and I don't know if you got a chance to follow that because it was a long discussion.
Yeah, I was listening from about half an hour into the show.
Okay, yeah, he was talking early on, of course, and he probably caught a good portion of it, about, you know, how the Labor Party Zionists created the state and how they did it at the expense of Jewish deaths. To create this.
Well, I mean, let's call them by the real name. They're not Labor Party. They are Bolshevik communist Jews.
Well, you know, the truth is there weren't that many Jews in the Bolsheviks, but there were some major ones in the beginning of the revolution. And the reason why I differentiate from that is because there's similarities, of course, but the point that I'm getting back at is that, you know, when you talk about what happened with, you know, Adolf Eichmann, the whole story about that, how they kept him in a soundproof box so he couldn't really talk. He was the only Nazi the Jewish people ever prosecuted, and probably the only one who could and would have saved Jews during his time and could have exposed the whole thing. How many Nazis has Israel actually prosecuted? Only one, Adolf Eichmann.
Well, I believe that these people are their own worst enemy. I mean, it was the Zionist Jewish Council in Switzerland that that arranged all this nonsense, and it was to create this state of Israel.
That's what he was saying, too. You're in agreement with him there?
Yeah. I mean, he does have, but his other aspects, they just confuse me. The boy is obviously really troubled. He is a troubled man.
I think it's tough when, as he said before, you go through and you're trying to do the kind of work that a journalist should, and you start finding facts that don't agree with your ideologies, which is kind of what he was saying. That, I mean, there were things that he and his friend Joel discovered that they didn't want to see. And so he said toward the end that, you know, it's hard to believe in a prophetic vision of the regathering of Israel, or, you know, the opposite side of the story, or the concept that Israel is the Jewish state of any kind at this point, because all you have is facts that are left of people who have manipulated other people to create something that's horrendous. And that's,
as I said, I find it confusing because he's accurate on quite a lot of what he says, but by omission, he misses a lot of the ancillary input that makes the difference. I really do sympathize with the poor guy, because he's had a shock.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the Jews in Israel isn't what he thought it was.
Yeah, and I think he didn't go into it because he didn't want to talk about it because of the stress, but there was an attempt on his life. One of the reasons why he's in the United States, really, is because he was there, like his friend Joel. There were people trying to put a stop to him. But anyhow, hey, do you want to hang on for just a little bit, John? Then I got to get some other calls. Let's go through the break and let you finish up, okay?
Bye.
The Bob Justin Show.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. And Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
Dozens of diseases ranging from the common cold and flu to MRSA and pneumonia are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Fortunately, a simple, safe, and effective alternative exists. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that is safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold and yeast, and a limited number of parasites. It can even purify water. Supernatural Silver comes in both liquid and gel for internal or external use. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against disease. To see how Supernatural Silver can give you and your loved ones protection and peace of mind, go to SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
That moment of panic, sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them, to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
Well, here we are, final half an hour for the Bob Tuscan Show this week, and wow, it's been a week, I'll tell you that, man. So much going on with the Bergdahl thing and everything. I am here to take your calls, and I think I've still got John hanging on. John, do you want another comment to finish up here? I got to get to some other calls. If you're still there.
Bring the other callers in, and I'll listen, and...
Okay, well, I don't know.
We
might be able to. It's usually easier to take one at a time, but I was just going to try to let you finish up if you had anything. I got some other people. Let me see who's hanging here. I got our friend Bill and David in California up next. Let's see here. Well, did you have one more statement, John, about all this? Because I hear what you're saying. You know, I don't want anybody to think that I'm not listening to the points of view that they make. And but I also...
I look at Israel and I look at the recent riots and protests, and the average guy, gal, Jew in Israel is suffering the same as the average American, the same as the average Brit. Low wages, no jobs, and there's just a few very rich people ruling the roost. And we're all suffering from the same thing. As I said, where's the humanity?
Yeah, and it's important to understand that so much of the control of what's happened with the banking institutions and with Hollywood and media publishing and all that kind of stuff, oddly enough, is in the hands of a very small clique of Jewish people. And I can understand why people are questioning seriously how this got... I mean, look at the Bernie Madoffs and George Soroses in this world, you know what I mean? And what's going on with all of that? And so I think there's some very serious questions about these, you know, associations that people do need to be asking, don't you?
You really do, because a lot of these people are in high government positions in America, in Britain, in Germany and France. Jack Lew, and you name it. I mean, you know, the previous Secretary of the Treasury, who's just recently disappeared in America. He's part of the system, and it's this system that is at fault.
Absolutely. Right on. I hear you there. Okay, hey, thanks, John. I'm going to try to get on to some other calls real quick here. Let's see if we can pick up on David in California. I think he's holding on. David, are you there?
Hello. Yeah. Hello?
Hey, David.
Hi.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, it's a great show. I didn't hear the whole thing. I only heard the last 40, 50 minutes of it. Yeah, I was aware of buried cameras for years. I did not ever read a whole book or anything, just some articles. And I commend them on... from his point of view, trying to help the situation, not just with Israelis or Jews, with people in general, but, of course, in Israel, and trying to make American Jews and Israeli Jews understand he's seen, you know, some of the manipulations going on there. And I do agree with Robert. By the way, Robert, if you're listening, I left my personal number, my name's David, to the Manny, the guy on the if you call an RBN right now, he'll give you my number if you want to call, because I like a lot of your information. And I do know even people like Barry, that's very knowledgeable on a lot of subjects, sometimes are still, and a lot of us are brainwashed, I don't want to say it like that, are influenced anyways by, you know, the ADL wavelength or whatever. Everybody's anti-Semite, and it becomes very distracting. And what many Jewish people are very sensitive, because through history they have been treated bad, a lot of them. But now they're trained. If anybody says, you know what I mean, anything about Israel or whatever, it becomes this crazy stuff. And by the way, I heard him talk about the Holocaust. I found this out a while back in 1989. When the wall went down in the Soviet Union, we had more records. In Auschwitz, the plaque got changed, Barry, from 4 million people died to 1.5 million. So
yeah,
and the other,
absolutely. Yeah, the numbers are not anywhere near 6 million.
So if people still put this 6 million lie out, Barry, and if you want to be part of that lie, you can. And I'm not talking Barry. I think he's a great human being. See, this is how we got to start discerning that people are doing good works on certain levels. They don't have all the information. They've been taught certain information is a lie or anti-Semitic, and they react. And it's, you know, and we can go into the whole how many Jews are actually Semitic, and we can go into that whole field. I don't want to spend much time. I just wanted to say that. Overall, I think he tried to do a great work to bring peace there, to make people aware, and his own people or some of the own people want to kill him. It's and they're brainwashed their own way. So it's, you know, whatever. It's a crazy
world.
Yeah,
it's a tough call. You know, I mean, there is an article that I read, and I can't remember who this, it's a pretty prominent Jewish writer who is trying to determine whether Barry Shamash is a Holocaust denier or not. You know, okay.
Well, he went to that. I guess he went somewhere. You know, here's the thing is, are the Jewish people Holocaust deniers of some of the Jewish leadership in the Bolsheviks that killed, starved maybe 6 to 10 million people in the Ukraine? Are they going to be deniers that some of their ancestors or some people that were at least atheistic Jewish, if that makes sense, culturally Jewish, that were communists, are they going to deny that was part of it? I mean, that's another denial. Why, you know, but this one Holocaust, we're supposed to put all the attention. I'm not trying to minimize people that have been, you know, of any group, because I agree with them. I don't want to see Israel sunk. I have 40% of my friends, or at least, are half Jewish or quarter or whatever. And you know what, you know, we gotta solve this Jewish Gentile so-called problem. We can't be all scared of each other. That's why I really respect you and Bob Tuscan and a bunch of other people like Henry Mackow. A Hidden Charity by Benjamin Friedman. It goes on and on. You've read a lot of this stuff.
Yeah, you know, Bob, Bob's out of, it's been out of town. He's back now, but he hasn't been anxious to want to bring Barry back on for probably the reasons that a lot of people would voice against.
Discern, like, that's what I like about you, Steve. You can discern where he's so beneficial and
right.
A human being and a humanitarian, right? I can discern that with Barry. him. You know, he's in a hard spot. But he's also, you can't say nothing about the hall. You can't do anything here. You're denying. And it's been a big propaganda machine for years and years and years.
That's why. Well, he was accused of being a Holocaust denier for a while. He really was. And that was, you know, I don't know whether that was one of those things that was used in the, like you say, the ADL wavelength kind of idea that they tried to discredit him. But, and, he's talking about what actually happened with some of these people whom he considered were, the Jews were killed actually by the Labor Party for the purpose of creating this nation. Their attempts to migrate peacefully or before and after the war or even during those times prior to that were thwarted time and time again. And I think the same people who are engineering this train wreck won't mind at all sacrificing 2 to 3 million Jews in Israel if they can expand their border and their agenda. Same kind of people is where I'm coming from. You hear that?
Yeah. Herzl was into anti-Semitism. He thought it was fuel to get a springboard to get people into, Israel. Remember? I mean.
Yeah, absolutely. David Ben-Gurion said he had more respect for cattle than he did for Jews, you know?
Oh, it's terrible.
Yeah, I mean...
You know, and I love Jewish people, but the thing is, I don't want to buy into that. I have to kiss ass every time, like you can't say anything. I don't want to hurt people's feelings, but it's like, even on damn Seinfeld, which I like. I like the show, right? To laugh and stuff. But that guy George was in a taxi with the female there, and he said the word shiksa. She said, what does shiksa mean? He said, you know, it just means a Gentile lady. No, it doesn't, George. And you know damn well most of the Jewish people are laughing. It means a Gentile whore or dog or cattle. It's an insult towards a Gentile woman. It's like a whore. So this thing of this hidden tyranny of Jewish supremacy, too, and the Talmud has to be exposed. And it's not allowed on any public TV in America or anything. This is about the only program that does it. Of course, the ADL and people like that want a slanted, anti-Semite. And it's such a lie. I see a lot of conscious people on this show that are guests and, people like you. Whatever. I kind of said my piece. But Robert, if you want to call, my number is there, and I like what your insight, and Steve, you're always great. I think it takes a lot of courage for Bob, once again, being in the position of being Jewish, because they've been brainwashing him. Oh, you're selling out if you say anything bad about us. And that's such
Bob has been pretty vocal. I'm probably more pro-Jew than Bob is, you know, to be honest with you.
But I know that. I mean, he's been, you know,
Well, if you can be pro-Jew or anti-Jew, it's all about people, individuals. Anyway, hey, we'll get back. We've got some more calls. Bill is with us and Sovereign Man as well. Hang with us, friends. We'll try to squeeze you in here on the Bob Tuscan Show.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
Woo. Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from strikehardgear.com.
Strike what?
strikehardgear.com.
Set your sights on strikehardgear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
The current declaration of martial law and coup in Thailand, while significantly impacting tourism, has been met by expats and in-country tourists with a what-coup attitude. While internal political changes must be made before the upcoming elections, the curfew is now largely ignored in tourist areas. Translation? Great hotels and cheap flights at unheard-of savings. Veterans, VA lost your paperwork again? Visit AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com for life-saving treatments and surgery at fractions of U.S. prices. And a really cool vacation afterwards. Hit us up at AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have.
It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
Welcome back, everybody. Just a few minutes left here, and I've got a couple calls, but I want to get to Bill, my good friend Bill in Idaho. Bill, I guess you've been listening in, and as usual, I'm sure you have something to say. Are you there?
Yeah, excellent podcast, Dr. Stark. Excellent observations.
Well, thank you. Certainly controversial, wasn't it? Yeah.
Well, considering that MI5 is pumping the discussion they are presently, and it's in Aramaic, of course, as of last night, and the transfer that occurred in that time frame by virtue of the good doctor, I would assume that they would have already observed that they're announcing their own defeat only by virtue of the fact that they're willing to sacrifice their priesthood, and that's pretty despicable.
Yes, it is. Go ahead.
I really... Have you had an opportunity to review Gideon's Warriors or Eye for an Eye? Gideon's?
No, I haven't. I'm sorry. Yeah, I know. Eye for an Eye. Let's see. That's another. Okay. Where's the website on that, Bill? And do you have it? I'll try to get it posted or something here.
Library of Congress, ISBN. I don't have it right in front of me, but it's available nonetheless. I was just hoping, considering the contents and, you know, his commentary, as you say, if it was only he that was wounded, he's not the only one. And he obviously is carrying a large burden for losses during the battle that he was attempting to preserve the stiff-necked ones. He said that they were stupid. The enemy never is to be identified as stupid. That is a very dangerous psychopathy that seemingly that the Christians always manage to follow. And therefore, I think that we should get right on over to Sovereign's observations, and I look forward to your forum. Bless you, and thanks so very much.
All right.
Can you have him replay it? Can you have Manny put it back up?
We will. Bye-bye. We'll try to do that, and we'll see how that things go with that. And it is available on archives, by the way, friends. If you do want to hear that show, go to rbnrepublicbroadcasting.org. Archives are available, and bobtuscan.com, bobtuscan.com, we're archiving programs. It's certainly worth listening to. I think we got enough time for Sovereign Man, and let's see if he's still on with us. Sovereign, are you there, buddy?
Greetings and salutation.
Hey, how you doing, man?
I'm blessed.
I'm sure you've got some good comments.
Well, I really ask the listeners out there to please pray a hedge of protection around Barish Amish. I'm sure he's what's known as a TI. That stands for targeted individual, for all you that don't know what that is. I just posted a link into the Bob Tuscan Show chat, and it talks about New World Order brain frequency weapon control in your mind.
Wow, I'm looking at that right now. I saw that link. Yes, go on.
So, I mean, their thing is falling apart, but they do have access to high-tech weaponry. I mean, they're giving us the crumbs, guy. I mean, what's passing for, you know, state-of-the-art? In 1967, the disparage between the military-industrial complex and the consumer level used to be 15 to 20 years. Now, with the advent of knowledge doubling or technology doubling every 18 months, they have stuff that's 100 years more advanced. And they can't even show it to us because we would think they were aliens or gods.
Yeah, I believe that.
You can look up these two things. NROL-39, that's the platform that was, it's the National Reconnaissance Observatory Laboratory, Observation Laboratory. It is actually, that was one of the largest satellites that was ever launched at the time. I believe it was launched in October of 2011. And then I think in February of 2012, there was NROL-49 was launched. Now, these satellites are very sophisticated. They're highly, should you say, confidential or secret, okay? But, I mean, we're living in electromagnetic soup. I mean, to think that you're not targeted, you know, we're all a target because, see, this is a battle for your very heart, mind, and soul. The spiritual battle.
And, you know, I mean, it sounds like tinfoil hat stuff, but the truth is, you know, we are under assault by all different kinds of weapons and electromagnetic frequencies as well. And it's coming in from all over the universe, you might say, because this is ground zero in this battle.
Yeah. Now, can I recommend a video? Resonance. Beings of frequency. You can look at it on YouTube. It is about Wi-Fi, cell phones, and microwaves. We are frequencies, Steve.
Yeah, we are. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's not new age. This is a fact. Your DNA actually operates at a photonic level. You have light inside you.
And so all of this stuff is either being engineered or it's part of the background microwave and all that kind of stuff is what you're saying?
Well, actually, Google has just announced that they're going to put up a mesh network, okay? I think like 180 satellites, okay? So, it's just another tier on top of the Earth is actually surrounded by a reptilian-like web. It looks like scales. And if you look at it, the backbone of it is global star teledesic and iridium. And now we got, Google is going to put a network of satellites up there.
Yeah, you know, you would wonder why they would need that, but they will tell you it's a more bandwidth and communication capability, but there's more to it than that, I'm sure, right?
No, it's going to be, you're going to start changing brainwave patterns over whole regions.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me, because we're learning more and more about the frequencies of brainwaves, and we're being exposed more and more to altering frequencies, as we well know. And, you know, everything about our environment is being changed and manipulated. So it's does us well, I think, to pay heed and take attention to those things.
Yeah, and I always say this, you know, I'm in Psalm 91.
Yeah, got to be. Right on, man. Right on. Hey, I'm going to try to get to Fred one more call here. Thanks so much, buddy, and we'll see you next week. Let's see if we can get to Fred and squeeze him in. We only got a couple minutes left and a lot of calls. I wish we could go on, friends, but Fred, are you there?
Steve, can you hear me?
I can.
Okay. Bobby in Missouri, John in Barbados, David in California, Bill in Idaho, and Sovereign Man. Listen to me. Get your pencils and paper ready. Okay, I don't like getting castigated as a redneck Christian. To be frank with you, I smell a rat. John has a lot of humanity, the sovereign man. Maybe I'm not showing my consideration for my fellow man. Okay, I want to give this website out. I've been waiting 3 months to get it. Now, first I'm going to go to you, John. John, I'm so-called trying to be a Christian, and you called yourself an atheist. Well, atheists are usually easier to get through to. John, I admire your intellect, and more than that, I admire your humanity. Now, this is the website I've got for all of you, but especially John. It'll take you 56 hours to go through it, and this is Amazing Discoveries. This is a website. Amazing Discoveries. And then go to 56 hours of videos. Total onslaught. Total onslaught. You're great,
okay,
guys.
Amazing Discoveries. We'll check it out. Hey, friends,
total
it's
onslaught.
Been fun.
Total onslaught.
Thanks, Fred. It's been fun, friends. Have a good weekend. You know, Bob, we'll be back next Monday, I presume, and we will pick it up. Thanks, Manny, for hanging out. Wonderful night. A lot of controversy, a lot to think about. Have a good weekend. Try to rest. We'll see you soon.
Show.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, current